Edit from your couch or your phone or Vision Pro. One project, four screens. VibeChopper shipped a native universal app for iOS, macOS, VisionOS, and watchOS. The same timeline follows you across every device you already own. One, three devices, one edit. It's 8:14 p.m. You're on the couch. The TV's on, but you're not watching it. One, three devices, one edit. You shot a wedding 2 days ago. You did the first call on the train home that night. You opened the Mac yesterday morning and laid in the cold open. You added a music drop on a dog walk and a voiceover line on the subway. Right now you have a phone in your hand and a Vision Pro on the coffee table and a watch on your wrist. Your laptop is closed in the next room. One, three devices, one edit. You don't think about which device you should be editing on. You just keep editing. One, three devices, one edit. The phone screen shows the same timeline the laptop showed this morning. Same clips, same playhead, same chat history. When you slide the Vision Pro on, the timeline blows up into a panel the size of a window. The video player floats above it, the chat docs on the right, and your hands move into the air to do the work your thumb was doing 30 seconds ago. The watch doesn't show the whole timeline. It shows the playhead and a play pause button, because that's what a watch is good for. One, three devices, one edit. We built the native universal app, iPhone, Mac, Vision Pro, Apple Watch, and we shipped the mobile web editor in the same component tree. The whole thing crossed the App Store Connect finish line on November 30, 2025. VisionOS green, macOS green, iPhone green, watch bundled in. The browser editor on the phone shipped its mobile UI a few months later, when we tore up the placeholder flag and let the viewport decide. One, three devices, one edit. You don't choose a device, you pick a room. Two, the phone. What fit on a 3-inch screen? The phone editor is not a stripped-down version of the desktop editor. It is a stripped 4 version. Different things matter on a phone. We let those things drive the layout. Two, the phone. What fit on a 3-inch screen? TSX. Same React tree, different components. When the viewport is below the mobile breakpoint, the editor swaps to a touch-first timeline with 60-pixel track rows, a 40-pixel ruler, and gesture handlers wired for pinch zoom, two-finger pan, and long press context menus. Haptic feedback fires through Use Haptics on every clip select, every trim edge grab, every snap. The drag handles are sized for a thumb. The playhead is a full bleed vertical line you can scrub anywhere on the ruler. The play pause button sits where your thumb already is. Two, the phone. What fit on a 3-inch screen? The chat panel on mobile is its own thing too. Inside the sheet, the full chat history, the same AI edit run cards you get on desktop, the same attachment tray, the same model fan-out controls. Voice input lives on the left edge of the input box, sized for a thumb. The transcript drops into the input field. You read it once, you hit send. Two, the phone. What fit on a 3-inch screen? On the May 2 wave, commit 474-9808, we ripped out the placeholder flag, enable placeholder mobile UI, that had been gating the mobile UI behind a feature switch. Now it ships based on viewport. The phone gets the phone editor because it's a phone, no flag. Two, the phone. What fit on a 3-inch screen? The native iOS app does the same job from inside Apple's frame. It's a Swift UI app. iOS app view, iOS editor view, iOS timeline view, iOS chat panel view, iOS video player view, iOS media library view, iOS properties panel view. It signs you in once with a bearer token.
When you launch it for the first time, it auto opens the demo project. Commit 9B9A27, auto open demo project on iOS and fix split view navigation. So you don't stare at a blank screen wondering what to do. There is a project waiting, clips on the timeline, a chat in progress. You can swipe a clip immediately. 2. The phone. What fit on a 3-inch screen? Real device, real screen, real edit. 2. The phone. What fit on a 3-inch screen? 3. Vision Pro. Spatial editing on the couch. The thing nobody quite said about Vision Pro is that it's a living room device. You don't wear it at your desk, you wear it on the couch, on the floor, on the bed, where a laptop would be awkward and a TV would be passive. That's the room we built the spatial editor for. 3. Vision Pro. Spatial editing on the couch. The VisionOS app lives at apple.vibechopper/vibechopper/platforms/visionos. 9 Swift files. Vision app view, Vision editor view, Vision timeline view, Vision video player view, Vision media library view, Vision chat view, Vision immersive player view, Vision gesture handler, Vision spatial audio. Every one of them is real code, not a stub. 3. Vision Pro. Spatial editing on the couch. The timeline isn't a 200-pixel strip at the bottom of a 13-inch screen. It's a translucent panel floating in the air in front of you at whatever distance feels right. You reach for it. Your fingers do the work. The video player is a separate panel you can resize. Push it big, push it close, push it small. The AI chat docks on the right. The media library can ride the left. You arrange the room around yourself. 3. Vision Pro. Spatial editing on the couch. There's an immersive mode too. Vision immersive player view plus a custom immersive space. The player goes full 360 around you, the spatial audio places sound in the room, and you scrub from a small floating controller. Useful when you want to feel the cut before you ship it. The cold open should hit you in the chest. You can put yourself inside the cold open to find out. 3. Vision Pro. Spatial editing on the couch. Deep links from email or web bring you straight into a project. Commit 5575B2, handle VisionOS deep link, and seed demo project after off. The first time you sign in on VisionOS, it seeds the demo project so you have something to touch. Asset catalog with proper layered VisionOS icons. Real upload, real processing valid status. 3. Vision Pro. Spatial editing on the couch. We're not telling you to buy a Vision Pro. It's expensive, and the room you actually edit in might be a kitchen table. We're telling you that if you own one, the editor knows. If you don't, the editor doesn't pretend you do. The phone editor doesn't ask you about your headset. Neither does the Mac. 3. Vision Pro. Spatial editing on the couch. But if you put one on at 11 p.m. because you're tired and the desk feels like a chore, the timeline is already there. You don't reopen the project. The project reopens around you. 4. Mac. The room you already use. The Mac is where you actually finish. 4. Mac. The room you already use. There is a class of work that is hard to do anywhere else. Frame accurate trim, color match across 100 clips, multi-track mix, heavy export. You can do all of these on a phone. You will not enjoy doing all of them on a phone. The Mac is the device that respects that. 4. Mac, the room you already use. The macOS app ships from Apple/VibeChopper/VibeChopper/platforms/macOS. 10 Swift files. macOS app view, macOS editor view, macOS timeline view, macOS video player view, macOS media library sidebar, macOS properties inspector, macOS chat panel view, macOS toolbar, macOS menu bar, macOS keyboard handler. Toolbars and menu bars and a real keyboard handler, because that's what Mac users want. The command key, the arrow key nudge.
The shift-click multi-select. The right-click context. Things you forget you need until they're missing. 4. Mac. The room you already use. The macOS test flight build went green on November 30th, 2025, at 4:39 p.m., 6 minutes after VisionOS. Same commit, same wave, same green check. 4. Mac, the room you already use. The Mac app talks to the same backend the web app does. Same Drizzle schema, same express routes, same AI provider harness. If you're working in Safari on the same Mac, you're hitting the same endpoints. /API/project/API/videos/API/frame/video ID/API/transcript/video ID/API/sync. The native app is faster for big workloads because it doesn't render through a tab, but it isn't a different product. It's the same product wearing a Mac-shaped suit. 4. Mac, the room you already use. For some of you, this is the only device that matters. The Mac shipped first, because of course it did. The team writes the app on Macs. But the Mac is one of four screens now, not the only screen. 5. The watch. Yes, really, what it's for. You will hear video editing on a watch, and you will laugh. Good. Laugh. Then read what the watch app actually does. 5. The watch. Yes, really, what it's for. It does not let you edit a clip. It does not let you scrub frame by frame. It does not let you set keyframes. Those aren't watch jobs. The watch app does three things, and it does them because nothing else can do them as well. 5. The watch. Yes, really, what it's for. It controls playback. Watch playback control view shows the current project name, the playhead time over the duration, a linear progress bar, and play pause skip controls. You turn the digital crown to scrub. The watch is on your wrist while you're cooking, folding laundry, sitting back from the desk. Hit play, hit pause. Jump back 10 seconds because you missed a beat. You don't break your hands away from what they're doing. 5. The watch. Yes, really, what it's for. It listens to chat. Watch Chat View is an AI chat with voice input and preset questions. The voice button hands the take to the same transcription pipeline the phone uses. You can dictate a note to your edit while walking the dog without taking the phone out of your pocket. 5. The watch. Yes, really, what it's for. It surfaces project state. Watch Project List View and Watch Project Summary View show what you're working on. Watch Project Complication View parks the current project on the watch face. You glance at your wrist, you see the project. 5. The watch. Yes, really,
what it's for. These are the right watch jobs, not because we shrunk the app onto a tiny screen. We didn't, because we asked what a watch is for and built the parts that answer that question. 5. The watch. Yes, really, what it's for. The watch app rides inside the iPhone build. When the iPhone test flight went green on November 30th, commit EF42EB3, the watch came with it. 5. The watch. Yes, really, what it's for. 6. The single timeline that follows you. None of this matters if the four devices are four different products. They aren't. They're the same product wearing four shapes. 6. The single timeline that follows you. The trick is the data layer. Everything that lives on a screen, clips, transitions, keyframes, chat history, frame descriptions, transcription, export presets, lives in one Postgres database. The native apps talk to the same express routes the web app talks to. The Vision Pro doesn't have its own backend. The watch doesn't have its own backend. There is one canonical project and every device is a view onto it. 6. The single timeline that follows you. Auth is the seam that makes it feel seamless. The native apps sign in with a bearer token issued by the same Replit Auth session that signs you into the browser.
When you open the iOS app for the first time, it asks for your credentials, gets a token, stashes it, and never asks again. When a deep link arrives, vibechopper.... return to... handle deep link URL, finishes the handshake, and lands you exactly where the link wanted to take you. VisionOS does the same. iOS does the same. 6. The single timeline that follows you. 2 days later, all four targets had green builds in App Store Connect. 2 days. Scaffold to test flight. 6. The single timeline that follows you. If you want the engineer's tour of how the auth and deep link flow actually shake out, bearer tokens, JWT fallback, deep link callback handling, what happens when a session expires mid-edit, the developer blog companion on native auth has the wire level walkthrough. That's the post about the seam. This is the post about what the seam feels like. 6. The single timeline that follows you. It feels like nothing. That's the goal. 7. What this changes about how you edit. It used to be true that where you edit was a real decision. You went to your desk, you sat down, you committed to a session. Starting an edit was big and physical. Turn on the machine, find the project, open the timeline, scroll back to where you left off. You needed time before you needed the edit. 7. What this changes about how you edit. Now the act of continuing is small. You don't open a project, you glance at the timeline already on your screen. The edit was waiting. 7. What this changes about how you edit. This changes your week. The 4-hour Saturday at the desk doesn't have to be the only time the cut moves. The cut moves in 5-minute increments. On the train, on the couch, while the kettle works, while the dog sniffs. The total still adds up to 4 hours by Friday. It just doesn't land all at once on Saturday. 7. What this changes about how you edit. The edit gets more thinking time too. You're not loading the project from scratch every session. The part of your brain that used to reorient at the start of every session is free to actually think about the cut. Reps in, reps out. 8. What we did not build and why. We did not wrap the web editor in a web view and slap it on the App Store. We did not ship view-only versions on the smaller devices. We did not require a different account for native and web. We did not build a separate timeline data model for mobile and ask you to reconcile when you switch devices. One timeline, one database row, one source of truth. 8. What we did not build and why. We did not build a watchOS clip editor because nobody wants to edit clips on a watch. We did not build a VisionOS fly through your video gimmick because nobody finishes a cut on a gimmick. We did not build a Mac-only pro mode because the Mac isn't more pro than the phone, it's just better at certain jobs. 8. What we did not build and why. What we built is a timeline, four front doors, one off, and an honest sense of which jobs belong on which device. The phone is for moving the cut. The Mac is for shaping the cut. The Vision Pro is for feeling the cut. The watch is for triggering the cut. 9. Pick the room. You don't pick a device anymore. You pick a room. Train, you're on the phone. Desk, you're on the Mac. Couch with a headset within reach, you're spatial. Walking the dog, you're on the watch. The decision is the room. The product follows. 9. Pick the room. This is what universal means. Not the same app on every device. That's a checkbox. Universal means the same edit on every device. The timeline travels. Open the app on the device you have in your hand. The project is already there. Push the next frame. 9. Pick the room. See you on the timeline. 9. Gnarls. 9. See you on the timeline. 9.
Companion reading.
Speak Your Edits, voice-first editing on the subway, covers the voice surface that lives on the phone editor, and the watch's chat picks up the same pipeline. Share a cut with your client without exporting covers what happens when the project leaves your devices and reaches someone else's. For the engineer's walkthrough of the off and deep link seam that makes the universal app feel like one app, see the developer blog companion on Native App Off.